Blog Talk Radio.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to lascivious musical comedy genius, Red Peters, whose favor with Howard Stern landed him a pretty regular spot on SiriusXM's Howard 101 channel. And yes, there will be dirty words uttered during this program, so if you're easily offended or prone to general crankiness, go away. Now. Otherwise, stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Drop by and listen to the hundreds of interviews archived on our site. We'll follow the show on Twitter and Facebook. Mr. Media is brought to you today by thepartyauthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event? For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. So where was I before the commercial? Oh yeah, Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world and home of SiriusXM satellite radio's love to hate him air personality, Bubba the Love Sponge, St. Petersburg, Florida. Made it this far in the show, Red Peters' dulcet tones have undoubtedly lulled you into listening to music that your mother would likely not approve of. The singer-songwriter takes standard, common melodies and gives them a hysterically filthy twist that makes you go, what the fuck? And if you've never heard Peters' work, let me be the first to introduce you to a sample. This is You Promised Me the Moon, But I Prefer Uranus.
You promised the moon, but I preferred Uranus.
The stars must be right.
'Cause Uranus looks good tonight.
The moon was in June.
How it inflamed us.
A beautiful sight.
And Uranus looks good tonight. I'm just experimenting, and I feel the feeling's unrelenting when you're near. The feeling starts extending towards your rear. Ain't it clear? I'd fall upon ya, have no fear. I'm out for love, Bologna, you and I. Goodbye to Uranus tonight.
I feel about 13 years old all over again. Red Peters came to the attention of America's preeminent radio personality, Howard Stern, not long before Stern made the move from CBS to Sirius Satellite Radio 5 years ago. Stern created a place for him on his Howard 101 channel, where you can often hear Peters playing his own tunes and dirty music from a variety of other composers and performers. His latest CD, Red Peters Presents Summer Song Sizzler, is available on iTunes and is full of charming ditties such as Vagina by Pig Vomit and There's a Homo in the Bunkhouse by Bob Garrett's band. A little later, I'll play The Sex Song by Tasty Skank. And you can find the lyrics to all of his songs and order this music at redpeters.com. Red Peters, welcome to Mr. Media.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. That was quite an intro. I haven't heard You Promise the Moon, but I preferred Uranus in a long time.
If I entertain only you today, I will go away happy.
You know, I was last night I was looking on my Flickr account and I came across a photo of Bob Moses, who's a very respected jazz drummer and a spiritual guide. He actually played the drums on that song.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing about your music, I think, and I was trying to, maybe I didn't say this as elegantly as I could, you hear the melodies and go, oh, yeah, that's a familiar kind of, you know, like that's kind of a Sinatra kind of a thing. And then you go, wait a minute, what did he sing? What was that?
Exactly.
How does one become about the filthiest musical genius in North America?
Well, it was, you know, I went to parochial school growing up, and I probably had a lot of repressed feelings. You know, I always used to joke around in class and, you know, write funny notations in the history books and that sort of things, the famous photographs. And I eventually got into the commercial music business in the late 70s, and I used to record music for, well, I still do, as a matter of fact, for the television networks and advertising and corporate productions and that sort of thing. And always when the client left, would always substitute, you know, dirty, filthy lyrics, you know, or wise-ass lyrics, you know, even before they got there, never mind after they got there, and of course would straighten right out when they showed up. And then after they left, we'd go back to saying the words that we really would like to put in their songs. So that's how we got it going. And Blow Me was the first one that we wrote.
Have you ever made a living doing this, or is this a kind of a fun side job?
Well, it's sort of like a 50-50 type situation right now. I still record a lot of commercial music. You know, it's still a good part of my bread and butter. But the momentum is building every year with the Red Peters Project, and I really hope that it completely takes over sometime soon.
Now, let me ask some. If someone were walking past your table in a restaurant, would they immediately know you were that dirty singer, or do you save the raunch for the office in the recording studio?
I'm pretty much the same person, actually, in both areas. So there's a very good chance if someone was walking past a table at a restaurant, they might be embarrassed, or they might hear something pretty twisted. But I'm also a very polite person at the same time, and, you know, try to be respectful of other people's feelings. It's just that some of my friends say that I have Tourette's. Some people actually believe I have Tourette's, but I don't. I don't think I do, but, you know, I do. My mind is always going at all times, and sometimes I do have some pretty filthy thoughts. If it ever came out, or if people could ever hear the songs that are playing in my head, I'd be in serious trouble.
Well, now, I wondered about that. I mean, is there anything that's too dirty even for you to make a song out of?
I wouldn't say necessarily too dirty, but, you know, the execution of a concept is very important to me. I think on the Summer Song Sizzler, which is my newest record, it's really a great collection of songs, too. You know, it's not everyone's cup of tea. You know, some of the stuff is pretty filthy, but some of the stuff is pretty sophomoric as well. But in every case, I think they're well-crafted songs, and they're pretty well recorded as well. So I think those are
now,
important elements.
I'm looking over the list again, and it looks like of the 16 songs on the Summer Sizzler, only one is yours. The rest are by other artists.
Right. Well, I'm not selfish, you know. I mean, the whole idea of even my show, the Red Peters Comedy Music Hour on Sirius XM on the Howard channels, is I try to encourage the people, the listeners, you know, musicians and songwriters and that sort of thing, people who record, because I know people. I know I've been around bands and musicians all my life, and I know everyone's got a fucked up little ditty that they worked on. You know, they changed the words to, you know, maybe parodied a popular song, or, you know, came up with an original idea. So I encourage all the musicians and songwriters and listeners to either, if they know somebody or if they themselves have written a song, to send them in to me at red@redpeters.com.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is, Bob, is that most of the songs suck. they're horrible. They're really horrible. And, you know, whereas, you know, I probably could get away with featuring, like, the worst songs just to rank people out or whatever, but I don't really get off on that. What I like to do is just pick the beauties, the gems, out of the pile. Yes, I'm sorry, go on.
No, I was going to say, one of the songs on the Summer Song Sizzler is The Sex Song by Tasty Skank. Do you want to tell us something about that, or should I spin it?
Yeah,
sure. We'll talk about it.
I was in New York City a few years ago recording at Soundtrack in New York City, and one of the owners, John Keel, took me aside and he said, hey, I want you to hear this song. So, you know, he played it and I thought it was great. And it turned out to be women from New York City, very attractive blonde women, who are both, I believe they're both Broadway singers, Broadway performers. And they would like, as I said before, you know, on the side, they record these fucked up songs. And this is a song that they wrote together, and they had a little act where they went out as Tasty Skank. And actually, I think they were voted by the New York Post as the two sexiest women in New York at one point. But I interviewed them on my show and played this song, and it's definitely one of my favorites. All these songs, including this song, the sex song, just kind of stick in your head. If you listen to them once or twice or three times, next thing you know, you're shaving or you're in your car or you're at the market or whatever, and you hear this song playing over and over in your head. It's really an amazing thing.
Well, and I think I'm going to play it in 1 second, but I think the thing that always strikes me about these songs is they always start off in a very benign, kind of gentle way, and just when they've got you lulled into complacency, out come the lyrics, and they really get you. So, folks, this is The Sex Song by Tasty Skank. Fred, here in the Mr. Media studio, we've all linked arms and we're swaying back and forth. And I'm just wondering how long it's going to be till we get a Red Peters night on American Idol. Wouldn't that be great?
I'd love that. You know, that song contains one of the best lines, and it was written by a woman, too, is, "You couldn't find my clit even if I drew a map to it." I love that line.
I heard that.
Yeah, and allegedly, that song is about somebody famous, but they would not reveal who it was.
All right, I'll admit it. It was me.
Oh, shit.
It's
the
first time
Warren Beatty.
I'm just letting the cat out of the bag now. I feel comfortable
you
enough.
You son of a gun,
audience.
You.
Yeah, takes, you know.
It takes a man to admit that you couldn't find the clit, even if they drew a map to it.
Is it funnier if it's a woman singing a song like that?
Well, it's yeah. Well, I don't know if it's funnier, but it's definitely exciting, you know. Don't you think
now,
so?
Yeah, oh, I did. Yeah, I get. Yeah. You know, we're so we're of such a mindset that when we hear women talking like that, it's a little jarring, and then. When we listen to the words, I mean, it's particularly funny, I think. I don't know.
Oh, it is. It really is.
I come from a skewed perspective. There's no doubt about that. I in the introduction and you a little while ago mentioned Howard Stern. How did you come to his attention?
Actually, it was an accident. It was much further back than you stated in your introduction. It was probably around 1996, 1997. My first album, I Laughed, I Cried, I Fudged My Undies, contained a lot of my favorite songs, including the song How's Your Whole Family. And one day I was driving into the studio, and I had Stern on. This is when he was still on terrestrial radio. And I turned to the channel he was on, and all of a sudden I hear him singing How's Your Whole Family, my song. I almost veered off the road.
Wow.
And so I did veer off the road, actually. And this was just when cell phones were becoming popular. I hadn't had one yet, so I had to pull over and actually use the payphone. I called my manager in New York, and I said, Stern is singing How's Your Whole Family right now. And he thought it was a guy named Tom Bernard from Minneapolis, Minnesota, who he hated, who he accused of stealing from him and stealing his concept on radio. And he thought it was, you know how radio stations had these charity CDs where they'd get different artists to donate a track and then they'd sell them and donate the money to charity? Well, they had made a deal, Tom Bernard had made a deal with my management company to put How's Your Whole Family on this record. But Howard thought it was Tom Bernard, so he was ranking them down. Listen to this piece, listen to this song. This is ridiculous. And he played it over and over. He railed on it for about an hour. So my manager called Gary Dell'Abate, his producer, and told him that it wasn't him, that it was me, Red Peters. So the next morning, I did a phoner with him, and I was on for about 40 minutes. And he actually played a little snatch, so to speak, of each song. And when he came to Dog Named Stains, The Ballad of a Dog Named Stains, another one of my songs, the first payoff of The Ballad of a Dog Named Stains doesn't even happen until around a minute 30 or 40 in, and he actually waited and waited, then finally, in the song, Little Bobby calls out for his dog, "Come, Stains." and Howard just loved it. He fucking flipped out. So, within several months, I was in the studio singing it live on his show. And we became friends from that point on.
Been a pretty good relationship, certainly for you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He injected quite a bit of life into the whole Red Peters project, that's for sure.
When do you have scheduled your next show on Howard 101?
Yes, my next show on Howard 101, which I've been working on this week, is the 4th of July weekend. It's my Independence Day special. and it celebrates freedom of speech, and also, patriotism, and also the right to protest. I'm going to do that all in 1 hour. There's some of my favorite songs from the movie Team America, World Police, which has some beauties. And then there's a bunch of what I call fuck you songs or go fuck yourself songs, which is the American way. And, it's going to be a great show. But I guess I found some gems for the show.
Well, folks, this is Bob Andelman, and you are, of course, listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with musical genius Red Peters. This is Red's contribution to the Summer Song Sizzler, his latest CD. This is, and I'm just repeating the title here. I'm not saying this for myself. This is When I Jerk Off, I Think of You.
When I jerk off, I think of you. When I jerk off, I think of you, dear.
When I close my eyes, I fantasize your face on my mind.
That's what he says.
We start to dance, your hand down my pants. I don't mind going blind.
It's a wonderful attraction. He creates his own action.
When I jerk off,
when he jerks off,
I think of you.
And you, 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 and
when
you.
When I jerk off,
when he jerks off,
I think of you, dear. The girl at the bank got me yanking my crank, but she doesn't have a clue.
Oh no!
Then when I jerk off,
ba-do,
I think
so
of you.
The one he thinks about when he pulls his pecker out.
Darling, when I close my eyes, I only see two people, you and me.
We don't believe it.
No, really, because you are such a perfect vision of beauty. There's no way I can imagine myself with anyone else.
Yeah, right.
And I picture you running into my arms in slow motion. And I could make love to you forever and ever and ever. And at that moment, our bodies and souls become one. I love you so much. You light up my life.
What a wicked bunch of bullshit.
When I jerk off,
when he jerks off,
I think of you.
And your sister and the sister last night and brought down the hallway.
When I jerk off,
our time today,
I think of you.
No way,
dear.
Nobody does it to me.
Your love and shout helps me pleasure myself. And think of those things you do. Cause when I jerk off,
when he jerks off,
I think of you.
He's a fucking liar. His pants just caught on fire.
When I jerk off, I think of you. When I jerk off,
when he feels his bone,
I think of you. Dear,
I have to confess that I make a mess. My underpants thick like glue.
That's gross.
Cause when I jerk off, I think of
the girl
you.
The girl is on the one in the car.
It's
the
one
in the car.
When I jerk off,
when he jerks off,
I think of you.
He's a
bad
director.
How about shooting?
He jerks off the takes about you.
Yeah,
I love that song. That's my favorite song, Bob. It really is. I love that song.
Red, and we're going to run out of time in a minute or two, but before we do, when you write something like that, I mean, what do you start with? The music? The lyrics?
I thought of the line, when I jerk off, I think of you. And then I also thought of how I wanted to record it. I wanted to record it like a Letterman type style, you know, that Four Aces type style with the harmonies, make it really smooth. And it really took several weeks or about a month just to craft that song and put it all together. These don't just, I mean, this shit isn't easy, you know. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it.
It's so much fun. I was thinking while I was listening to that when I was in college, way back in the late 70s, early 80s, it was the big thing to have that uncensored Red Fox album, you know,
on
campus
and
play that. And now I'm thinking that the generation of college kids are probably, you know, gathered around listening to Red Peters on their iPods and their CD players and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm sure. It's a lot of fun. You know, most of my material is just good, plain, old-fashioned fun. Good fun.
Good fun. Well, folks, listen, you can catch Red on his upcoming 4th of July special. That's on Howard 101. What's the time on that, Red?
It'll be at 7 p.m. on July 5th, and on July 4th, it will probably be on during the day sometime, but I don't have an exact time, but they can check my websites. Go to redpeters.com, and there's a portal to all my sites.
All right, and you can order Red Peters' music, including his classic party albums, Old Blue Balls is Back, and I Laughed, I Cried, I Fudged My Undies, as well as his latest Red Peters Presents Summer Song Sizzler on iTunes at his site, redpeters.com, or, of course, at mrmedia.com. And, Red, I know that you're also on Twitter, right?
Yes, I'm on Twitter. I'm just kind of starting out over there, but, you know, I'm trying to get into all the social networking sites, and I'm having a lot of fun. Of course, as you know, it's a full-time job.
It is. It is indeed. Well, Red, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today. It was a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed having you here.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Bob. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Good luck to you, and happy 4th of July.
Thank you, and you too. God bless America.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye. And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite comedians, you can surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/MrMedia, Mr. Media, to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/MrMedia for your free audiobook. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening, and let's go out with one more piece of Red Peters music. I won't even give you the title. You'll figure it out.
This is very special. I think, Bob, pretty good, thanks. Blow me. You hardly even know me. Just set yourself below me. And blow me tonight. A handy would certainly be dandy, but it's not enough to slow me. You gotta blow me. When you part your lips that way, I want you night and day. When you squeeze my balls so tight, I want to blow my load with all my might. So blow me. You hardly even know me. Just let yourself blow me. You gotta blow me tonight. Come on, everybody!
Blow me.
Blow me.
Blow me.
Thank you.